T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Craigslist missed connections.
It's the Phoenix. Rising from the ashes.
Do what? They're back?
They never went anywhere. They just moved it.
Classic sleight of hand maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
First one is apropos. Sad about Craigslist personals going away. As most, we're looking for a new site. Try doublelisting.net, I heard. It's supposedly fairly new. Only drawback is it's limited to one photo. So here's a picture of my junk to kick things off.
Oh my God, seriously?
Missed connections.
Some things just don't change.
What is it called? Double what?
Don't give them pub. What are you doing?
Well, I was going to say maybe we change to that. Double listing.
Rolls off the tongue. At the auction. I'm that guy who goes to the auction every Monday. There's been a couple of gals I've tried to give signals to that could be dangerous at an auction. Sidebar.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right.
I bought a Buick.
Right. Hey, check me out. What? But they never seem to see me. If you go to the auction, send me a message or give me a signal next week that I might know you're into me.
Oh, they see you.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like actually letting me win the items I'm bidding on.
Missed connections.
Shopping and gas. Red is written. I was shopping and seeing you again, like at the gas station. And lit your cig.
By the pumps?
Yeah, right. I so wanted to ask you for your number, but I forgot. If you've seen this, get back to her.
Missed connections.
You know, if you're kind of pursuing somebody and you forget to pursue them, that's a bit of an issue. You stole my space. I've been waiting for that minivan to leave its space for almost 5 minutes the other day. But you swung your car in so hard and so fast that I had to slam on my brakes to avoid hitting you. I tried to, you know, subtly get your attention by honking my horn. I wish I did because you're something special.
Wait.
How quickly it turns. There's a thin line, you know, between love and hate.
Yes.
You just quietly got your baby out of the car and pretended not to see or hear me. But I knew we made a connection.
No, I don't think so.
Even though you risked harming your child for a parking space.
Yeah, right.
I'm smitten. You may have stolen my space, but you also stole my heart.
Oh,
Craigslist missed connections.
Courtney and Company, brought to you.
Your name. 198 with Taylor Swift on the morning show at 7:40. Okay, I know a lot of people are excited about this week because it's a really big deal. Hamilton starts tonight at the Fabulous Fox. How do you get tickets to the show if you don't have them?
I can't believe they didn't ask you to be an understudy.
I know you don't like Lin-Manuel Miranda's rappity rap stuff. But listen.
I'm going tomorrow.
I know.
Me too.
I am excited to hear how disappointed you are.
She just doesn't think it's my thing.
I'm trying to lower the bar because I think expectations are so high. I'm afraid she's not going to love it as much as I loved it when I saw it.
It's possible too. You know, I've been going to musicals since I was a kid and it's a totally different kind of thing.
You like Superstar the other night.
Well, I liked the performances, but I turned it. You know, I didn't stick with it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to think. I don't know. I'm ready for anything.
Well, $10 tickets. They're doing what they did on Broadway, which is 40 tickets will be sold for every performance for $10 each. And whoa, here's how you get them. Because they're sold out. I mean, sold out like from 10 minutes after they went on sale. You have to use the official app for Hamilton. And they're going to do a lottery every day. So they already did the lottery for opening night tonight. That happened yesterday. But the lottery for each show is going to open 2 days before the performance date. And then it closes at 9 a.m. the day before. They draw a winner at 11 a.m. for the next day. And you can purchase two tickets for $10.
Wow.
I know.
That's so great that the Fox is doing it that. I think they did something similar to that the first time Wicked came to town. Because that was another...
Yeah.
Nobody could wait. They were so excited about it.
I think, and I could be wrong, but I think certain shows, the producers, when they take them anywhere else...
Mm-hmm. They want everybody to be able to see them.
They have certain rules. So, like, I know Rent, there was always something where there were 4 free tickets here or whatever. They have different things built into, you know, if a venue buys a show, it's like, all right, you have to also participate in this thing because we want everyone to be able to see
it. It's great.
It's kind of cool.
It's a great idea, and it's way better than camping out for tickets, which is what people are doing for the Cardinals right now. They've been camped out since Sunday for Thursday night's game.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy to me.
First pitch tickets, they don't give those away until, like, 9 a.m. on Thursday.
Have you ever camped out for you? Tim has. We finally have somebody that camped out. Because we've all been together a long time. I tried to do it for Van Halen back in the day.
I camped out for concert tickets back in the day.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Which one?
In Excess.
Oh, nice.
It was that? You had to camp out for In Excess?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw them like 5 times. I never had to camp out.
Well, I was young and I wanted to be in the front
row. You
wanted
to camp out, too.
Yes.
What did you camp out for?
At Mizzou, Dave Matthews came to town with Tim Reynolds, like the Dave Matthews solo show. It was at Jesse Hall, which is a pretty small venue, and it was the height of Dave Matthews' powers. And I, camped out, had a blast.
How long did you camp out?
Probably showed up there around 9 or 10 p.m., and then tickets must have gone on sale at like 9 or 10 a.m.
Yeah. So not that long. Yeah, not days.
12 hours, like kind of hung out, and people were, you know, playing guitar and
hacky sack.
Yeah, we were literally on campus at Mizzou, so it was fun. It was a great show.
I would love to hear what things people camped out for besides Black. Yeah. And if it was Black Friday, what's the item that you wanted? You know, what's the longest you camped out for anything?
Yeah.
Would you camp out for anything now, Tim? Right? It changes,
doesn't
it? There
are probably things out there, certain, you know, that if I was with friends and I was making an event, I wouldn't just be like, show up somewhere with me in my sleeping bag and just like gotta wake up and do it. But if it was like a fun hang.
An event.
Yeah.
314-531-9898. That's our text line. Or you can call us too. But there's a contest that's going on that we would like Tim and Kevin to participate in.
Okay. You guys. I read this headline and I thought, this is what Kevin does every year. Cardinals first ever fan music contest.
Uh-oh.
They want you to write, perform, and share an original song about the Cardinals.
Original.
Yeah,
original.
But we've got Tim now that's musically inclined. That was always your problem.
No.
Well, I mean, it was one of your problems.
And the winner gets to go to Nashville to have their song professionally recorded.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
What exactly are they looking for? Just like an original song just about the Cardinals. Like, we love the Cardinals.
Cardinals and their great fan base.
Remember that terrible Scott Stapp from Creed did one about the Marlins or something?
No. Did you ever hear the...
No, Eagles? I don't remember.
The Colby Rasmus song that this girl did?
Yeah, sure did.
Colby's hot like the fire. Hot like fire. I love number 28.
Oh, man. That
Colby's
voice is
fire
so good.
Burning in the outfield. Whoa. He's in the STL. He will dive. He does it well in the outfield. Whoa. He's fire burning, fire burning in the outfield.
I wonder if she ever met him. She was young then. She loved...
Maybe.
She loved old Flat Bill.
Old Flat Bill Colby.
And his crabby dad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that's all he... Like, if Colby Rasmus inspired a good song, it would be... I'd be disappointed.
Sad to you?
Well, you know, he got traded right before the World Series. So...
What a jerk.
All right, I think you two need to really get working on it.
Okay.
Get an idea. Get together with Tim's Moog,
yeah.
Whatever it's called.
All right, Kevin, we'll workshop
we'll
few.
We'll do something with Hamilton.
No, it's got to be an original song.
Original.
George Hamilton.
You can't do a parody.
Right.
All right.
And speaking of the Cardinals, we will have your Cardinals pack to give away in the 8 o'clock hour on 8:25 this morning, the Sunday Cardinal pack.
Sweet. Lance Hildebrand now. It's the heart of the rush hour. How do the roads look?
Well, traffic is sponsored by
Y98 with the Courtney and Company morning show. And we were talking about stuff you camped out for because all those people, every year they do it. But man, we have had the worst temperatures for people camping out for Card's home opener. Yeah. A lot of them, tents, have been down there since Sunday night. And Tim mentioned that he camped out for DMB back in the day when he was at Mizzou.
Just DM, no B.
Oh, okay.
DM solo with Tim Reynolds.
Well, Mel probably saw you in line. She said she too camped out at Mizzou and for Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds. Best show ever.
It was a great show.
And where was it?
Jesse Hall.
Oh.
I think that's what you
call
it. I
think I might have lived there.
In Columbia?
Yes.
At the time? This would have been 2000.
No, not at the time.
At Jesse, you left specifically at Jesse Hall.
I don't remember. I've blocked it all out, Tim. It was such a short period of time where I did poorly.
Probably 99, 2000.
Yeah, I wasn't there then. I was working in radio. I actually had a job.
I know a lot of people are enjoying the things that they gave up for Lent.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of people who every year for Lent give up social media.
Have you ever done that?
You know, we really can't because of our job, but I did give up checking Facebook and any sort of social media last year, except like I would log onto the computer while I was here in the studio, do things for work, and that was it. And then I would shut it down. But I've gone for periods where I don't open up Facebook. And there's a new study that said people who deleted their Facebook accounts had lower stress levels just after five days.
Science.
I find myself mindlessly going to Facebook.
Me too.
Yeah.
I quit once for a few months, and here's what happened. I guess the same, when you quit Facebook, the people get the same, it's the same thing as if you blocked them. So I had several people think that I blocked them from Facebook. And I was like, no, I just quit. And one person in particular didn't believe me. And it created all kinds of issues.
What do you mean?
How did you quit? You like deactivated your account?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I quit. I just like stopped logging on. And when you do that, Facebook sends you all these emails.
Hey, Jen.
I saved a bunch of them. Well, you know how sometimes when someone mentions you or tags you in a photo, you get an email like, so-and-so tagged you in a picture. So-and-so mentioned you in a comment. I started getting things like, so-and-so added a new photo. And then I'd click and realize I wasn't tagged in it. It was just they're trying to get you to log
and
suck you back in. And so I saved, it's like, Jen, did you see so-and-so's comment on Facebook?
Oh my gosh, they're trolling you.
Yeah, wow. Totally. Yeah, they don't want you to leave.
And then you're curious.
Yeah. Right, and then you're like an addict and you go back. But here's the crazy thing. They said people who did quit Facebook had lower levels of life satisfaction. And they think it's like, you know how they talked about how Facebook is a drug and when you get likes or people comment on your photos, you get those little dopamine bursts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They say that those people had lower life satisfaction because they don't get those little hits of dopamine.
Wow.
Really? Yes.
Man, that's weird.
I know.
I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
If you post something that gets no action, you're like, wah, wah.
Yeah. That's a tough day. Mm-hmm.
It really hurts.
Yep.
But I would imagine that the first couple of weeks off of it, you're like, you miss that stuff. But in general, I would assume your life is better without Facebook in your life.
I found myself having conversations with people and asking them how things are doing as opposed to just going up and already knowing everything that's happening in their life.
I know, but then you don't have those people that you follow because they bother you so much. And then you send it to people. Did you see what they posted today?
Or maybe you get to show some friend's hairstyle to the other people that you work with.
Wow.
Listen, that is behind the scenes information.
It's made my day.
I found a love.
Y98, it's 8:12. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, your shot at Cardinals tickets. We have that Sunday pack to give away with Busch Stadium Food Price is Right. Did I sort of get it right?
Stadium food prices raised.
Yeah, that too.
All right. And today your spokesperson model will be Mr. Tim Convy.
That's right. I've got gloves on, a long gown. I'm feeling pretty good about
it. All right. Get your point. You know, you really have to emphasize everything with your voice since you don't have your hands. Yeah,
Courtney, I was built for this. I'll be fine.
I can't wait. I just talked to Terry. She's a big listener. And mm-hmm. she said, by the way, we're doing a great job. Which was very sweet.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Said Tim is a nice addition.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
And she said that her sister has camped out 3 times, and it reminds me of yesterday a little bit, for Chick-fil-A grand opening. She gets a year of Chick-fil-A free.
You get a free chicken sandwich every week.
Yes.
If you...
You're one of the first 100 people at a grand opening.
No way.
So she's done 3 different community Chick-fil-A's in this area.
Oh, that's worth it.
Yeah, and if they all open up like within a year, she's eaten a Chick-fil-A like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah. So that was cool. And yesterday was the Little Caesars thing. I saw people post pictures of... the lines at
crazy.
Little Caesars for the lunch combo.
Nuts.
Like, I love a Little Caesars.
I know. I know. I do too. But I don't, I'm sorry. 10 people in line is too much for me. Like, seriously. I have no patience.
I know. Shake Shack opened and I was like, oh, how long until there's no line?
Right.
Never. I'm never going to eat there. Mm-hmm. I did eat there once. Okay. We have news and traffic for you. Yes, it's moved. People have been texting saying news. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
To which I say, thanks, one person.
You really care.
50 now downtown in Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Sponsored by Count Temps.
Are you ready for it?
Welcome to the Busch Stadium Food Price is Right.
Woo!
Yeah!
Pick me!
Kevin, let's meet our 3 contestants.
All right, our first contestant, our second contestant, and our third contestant are ready to go. They are Amber, Cheryl, and Karen.
Good Come morning. On down.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, hello. You guys ready to win these tickets for the Cardinals Sunday pack?
Yep, yes.
All right, well, yeah. our spokesmodel for this game today is Mr. Tim Convy. Tim, what is the first order up for grabs?
The first order, Courtney, is a vegan veggie burger. It comes with tortilla chips. It's available at the Double Play Tap and Grill, sections 135 and 358. Along with that, you also get a Dippin' Dots souvenir ice cream in the souvenir Cardinals helmet.
Ooh.
And to top it all off, PBR and a 24-ounce can. That is package number one.
All right, Amber, what is your guess? Whoever comes closest without going over will go to the final round immediately. Amber.
32.
Cheryl from St. Peter's, what's your guess?
22.
And Karen from Mo Fallon.
28.50.
Actual retail price,
$34.25, which means our winner is Amber at $32.
Hey, Amber! Yeah. You go right to the final round, Amber. So stand by. Hold on, Amber, on line 3, Kevin. All right. We've got Cheryl and Karen left. One of you is going to go to the final round. One of you, we have to say goodbye. What is the next item up for grabs?
Next item up for grabs, it all starts with a bratzel. Yep, that is a bratwurst wrapped in a pretzel. Along with that, to wash it down, you got a 20-ounce bottle of Mr. Pibb. And a box of Cracker Jacks, because why not? That is package number 2.
All right. Cheryl from St. Peter's, what's your guess?
Probably too low. $17.
$17. Karen?
$27.
Actual retail price, $17.75. Cheryl takes it.
Cheryl takes it because Karen went over. Sorry, Karen. We got to let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. All right. So Amber and Cheryl remain. Just one more order will get you these tickets if you come closest to the actual retail amount without going over.
Ready? Package number 3. 4 gluten-free chicken tenders. Those come with tater tots.
Aww.
The big old slushy and a big old souvenir cup. And a 7-ounce bag of peanuts. That is package number 3.
All right. Amber, what's your guess?
28,
right?
Yes.
Cool.
And Cheryl?
21.
Total price, $27. Amber is over, so Cheryl wins with $21.
Oh, Cheryl, congratulations.
So close. Amber, we're going to have to let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. We will play Busch Stadium Food Price is Right tomorrow morning, where Jen will have your food items or your order, what Jen normally orders at most games.
Should I do what I used to order or what I'm going to have to order?
You know what? The sky's the limit,
man. Hey, maybe it'll be my dream order. But Cheryl, you win the Sunday pack. Tickets to 5 games this season, including the Diamondbacks, Phillies, Reds, and Giants.
Congratulations. Opening day pack tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And Entertainment Schmig coming up in a minute. Beyonce's Coachella rehearsal time. It's crazy. We'll have that for you. And big celebrity split and all the other gossip you need to know. But right now, Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes on 198.
Entertainment Schmig.
Okay, and the big thing in Entertainment Schmig. Which late night host would you most trust to work on your car? This is actually a survey.
Jay Leno, I would think Leno.
He wasn't a choice. Oh. He's like huge car nut, but he was not a choice. We're talking about current hosts.
Oh, man, none. I guess Kimmel?
Conan?
Yeah, Kimmel seems the most sort of like
possibly.
Dude's dude, yeah.
Yeah, Kimmel.
Yeah, he won.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely. Jimmy Fallon came in second, and Stephen Colbert was third. Trevor Noah, fourth, and James Corden came in last.
What about poor Conan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's mean.
Nobody includes Conan anymore. Mm. 10 celebrities with weird middle names.
All right. Okay. Let's go over our middle names. Anne.
Joseph.
Curran.
That's your brother's name, too.
I know.
His first name.
I know.
How do you spell that?
C-U-R-R-A-N. It is my paternal grandmother's maiden name.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
and I'm a junior, so it's my dad's middle
name.
But they liked it, so they used it again.
Yeah, I feel like some of these are family names on the list. My middle name is Marie. Lance's is Winner.
W-I-N-N-E-R.
Yes.
Correct.
Right. Also family name, right? Your mom's maiden name?
Mom's maiden
name. Isn't it the best name ever?
No,
it's incredible.
I know.
Your mom's last name had to go from Winner to Hildebrand?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, yeah.
That was back before you could really, it was okay to keep your last
Winner.
Name.
Winner!
James Corden has a family name. It's Kimberly. He said he was teased as a kid.
Ouch.
Richard Gere has his mother's maiden name. It's Tiffany.
Richard Tiffany Gere.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce's middle name is Giselle.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I know. I mean,
come on.
What would make Beyonce even better? Giselle is a middle name. Ben Affleck's middle name is Gisa. And Kate Hudson's middle name is Gary. I love
Hello,
it.
Gary.
Speaking of Beyonce, 11 hours of rehearsal every day getting ready for Coachella.
Crazy.
She is not going to disappoint after she had to pull out last year because she was pregnant with twins. I mean, that show's going to be on fire. Online at Y98.com, all of the prequels, sequels, and remakes coming out this year. Everything old has been new for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last few years, I feel like they're just remaking old films. But this year, 41 films.
Wow.
I mean, is there an original idea in Hollywood left?
Is it all superhero stuff?
A lot of them are, but there's a couple remakes. Like I saw Mary Poppins.
I forgot about that one.
Which is kind of a sequel, I guess.
41.
I know.
That's crazy.
Including Courtney. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Yay, us.
That's actually the title of it. Here We Go Again. Here's a sequel I can get behind. A third Bill and Ted. Is that
they've been talking about it for so
but
long.
But they posted a picture of those two now in a phone booth.
Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. St. Louis in.
Yep.
Returning to San Dimas.
Do it.
San Dimas High School football. Really?
I'll believe it when
I see it. I don't trust pictures.
I know. It could have been an April Fool's joke that came out Sunday. I don't know when the picture was released.
Oh, darn it. I know. Well, having it on Easter threw me a little bit.
I know.
Yep.
Like at church, they even pulled one over that they were giving away a car.
Wow. At church?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
At Easter Mass or church or whatever? Wow.
My friend gave her kids Easter baskets full of stuff for her, like champagne, a cooker.
I love it.
A ring.
That's such a great idea.
Awesome. And they were not happy.
Oh, man, I'm angry that I will probably never be able to use that idea again.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Darn it.
It was pretty good.
And another remake. When you count all the movies being made into TV series, like spin-offs and remakes, there's even more than 41. Amazon is going to do a series based on the number one baseball movie, as ranked last week, A League of Their Own.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
There was a series. Remember, shortly after the movie, there was a series.
Remember.
It lasted like a season. And I think Marla was the only like original cast member.
Oh,
It didn't do very well.
Yeah, I know a bunch of little girls who dressed up as characters from A League of Their Own for Halloween. It was really cute.
That's awesome. I want a Goonies sequel so bad. That's all I think about.
Well,
Courtney's...
Yeah, Courtney's boyfriend was in The Goonies.
17-minute mark.
Seriously?
No.
No, that's what he tells people.
He tells people when they say he looks familiar, he tells them he was in The Goonies.
And if you're a fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, it looks like it is getting ready to say goodbye, but not without one final season. It will end with season 4.
Mm.
Stone Temple Pilots, Bush, and the Cult all going out on tour together. It's called the Revolution 3 Tour. They will all switch off closing the show. They'll take turns. John Mayer did that once with Sheryl Crow when they came here together because he was headlining. But because she was in her sort of hometown,
Missouri,
of St. Louis, she was allowed to close the show and everybody left after John Mayer played.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Just a little bit. And Roseanne, record-breaking DVR ratings. 3 days after the show, another 6.6 million watched it on their DVR. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Man, it seems like just a couple years ago, she hit a rough patch.
Brittany?
But Amanda Bynes, following Britney's footsteps, is celebrating a birthday today.
30.
34.
27, or am I way too young?
31.
32.
Mm.
Yeah,
all right.
Lance gets that point.
Yeah.
How about Adam Scott, Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
Ben on Parks and Rec.
We interviewed him. He was a D.
He was?
Yes.
39.
41.
40.
I'm going to say 42.
45.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And Jenny Garth. Kelly from 90210.
Kelly.
47.
No, I think she's 50.
Yeah, I think she's older. I think she's into the five.
51.
52.
She's 46.
Oops.
And apparently not aging well.
Whoops. Wow. I think we always think Andrea Zuckerberg was how old?
Oh, my God. She's like 74 or something. Also, Eddie Murphy's 57 and Alec Baldwin 60. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
It's sponsored by Walgreens. Got a report of a stalled...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show with Kevin, Jen, Tim Convey. Lance flew the coop, man. Like, I'm out of here. I got stuff to do. All right, we have a couple stupid criminals in the news. This one, I'm going to save that one. This guy in the Ukraine came up with this big scheme to steal electronics last month. Here's how he did it. He packed himself inside a big wooden crate, and he had his friend ship him across the country. And when he was finally inside a delivery truck, he got out of the crate, started stealing stuff from the other boxes. He grabbed a laptop, an Apple Watch, some other items.
Yeah.
Then he resealed the boxes with tape he'd brought along.
He got back into his box.
Well, that's when his plan fell apart.
Right. He didn't think about how he was going to get back in the box.
He didn't really realize what he was going to do with the stuff because all the stuff wouldn't fit with him. He also couldn't reseal himself in the crate.
He didn't pack himself in a big enough box?
No. He waited there until the delivery driver opened the back of the truck and then tried to run away. But the driver managed to grab him and hold him until the cops came. He got a 2-year suspended sentence.
You know what he did wrong?
What?
Why did you say what?
No, I've said this a lot, and I think people can learn from this. In situations like that, you got to think outside the box.
I like the push the mic away. If you could have only seen that.
Hey, she, listen, got listen. She got it. She got it.
I've heard worse. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to go home with Lance.
And then this story. This woman, Janice, in Connecticut.
Janice?
No. It's Janice.
Okay.
J-A-N-E-E-S-E.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She worked at Kohl's as their shoplifting prevention supervisor.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I see where this is going.
Janice knows the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's on the inside.
Well, a few months ago, she was arrested for shoplifting.
No.
Here's what she did. Turns out she stole 135 different things between March of 2016 and last December.
Yeah.
And then she would return them for cash. And every time she was returning the stolen stuff, somehow the store surveillance cameras had a glitch. She wound up stealing more than $55,000 from the store.
Wow.
Wouldn't you quit while you were ahead?
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
I guess it becomes addictive.
But if she hadn't used the Kohl's cash coupons, it would have been like $100,000 worth
of
stuff.
Wow, two Tims on the show.
Stupid criminal. Ogun Ciccarelli with Y98. Thursday, April 5th from
Y98. It's Courtney and Company. Jen, Kevin, Tim Convey. Lance took off like lightning. A couple random things here. Cleanup items. What's everybody's sign? Give me the signs.
Aquarius.
Pisces.
Sagittarius.
Only one of us is the most likely to become a CEO based on our horoscope.
Kevin.
Is it me?
No.
No. Doggone it.
Who is it?
It's me.
Mm. It's the only reason you did the list. It.
That's right.
Right.
I wasn't sure of Tim's sign. I would have been fine to share CEO
you.
Status with you.
Really? I appreciate that.
Maybe. Well, you might be a
COO.
Whatever. A little less. I don't know. It says they did a big study and said that those are the most likely Capricorn, Gemini, Libra, Leo, Taurus.
Whoa.
Wow, we're not even close.
No.
Most CEOs were under those signs. And I think that, I don't know, Tim, if you want to be a CEO, I think you just passed your business card out more.
I know. We have these, we just got business cards today from the new company, and they are severely unattractive. What color? The main color scheme, is that a mauve? Is that what
it's
you
not mauve.
Yeah. It's a weird purpley.
It's
weird, no.
Brown?
It's real bad. And the name of our company that owns the station is Entercom, which just sounds like a made-up big company.
It's like something from Office Space.
Cybertech.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yes.
Entercom. Anyway, yeah. So I won't be passing many of these out.
And it has your cell on it, too.
I know, and they put my cell phone on it. What am I going to do? Because it was nice before. You would pass it out because and they would just email you or,
right.
But, you know, come on.
You can give it to girls. It has your cell on it. And it says talent.
It's true. It does look like you're...
I'm talent at Entercom. It sounds so made up.
There's this kid that lives in a town called Prospect, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all over this town, these signs started showing up with Shaquille O'Neal's face on it in his Carnival cruise gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it says, honk, if you know Darian. That said one. That was what one sign said. Hey, Darian, it's Shaq. I've got an offer for you. Hey, Prospect, does anyone know Darian? That was a billboard that was hitched to the back of a truck weaving through town. What they wanted from Darian was his Snapchat handle. Carnival Cruise.
Oh.
So Monday, they filled this little city trying to find this guy all over, every single place. And this kid had gotten that Snapchat handle years ago when he was on his first cruise with his family.
Oh, how funny.
And he just posted all the fun things that he did, and he loved it. He was a super fan.
Oh, yeah, before any business was on Snapchat.
Yeah, wow. He wasn't trying to, like...
To, like, squat and be one of those weirdos that, like, buys people's names as websites and Snapchat handles.
So they offered him a big... Oh, here's what they offered him. So they found him... And they offered him an all-expenses-paid cruise on their newest ship, the Horizon, for a European vacation, plus flights and hotels for this kid and his entire family.
Oh, how big is his family?
It doesn't say how many people are in his family.
I mean, European cruise and flights and everything, you're talking easily 10 grand, mm-hmm. probably more, probably closer to 20 for the whole family.
Could have gotten more out of them for the Carnival cruise Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. I would say like at least a few years of cruises.
Right. Yeah.
He was 9 when he created it.
No way. I would have asked him to name a ship after me. I would have made sure I got to meet Shaq. Like, I would have done a whole lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Yeah, they're going to leave for Barcelona on March 31st, and it'll be his fifth Carnival cruise.
That's awesome.
At 15.
Man.
Wouldn't you think there's easier ways to track somebody down than...
How could they not find him with the technology?
Can't you just send a Snapchat message?
But don't you think that this is a fun story?
Yes.
The way they did it was cool and likable on their part. Yeah,
so you're more likely to give it up.
With all the Shaq pictures
everywhere. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And we're talking about it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Free advertising.
Yeah, go check out a cruise on the SS Darien.
The music you hear on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.